ABC Radio Darwin.
Old maps is somewhere where a lot of the place names that we have today actually come from those old surveying maps, and the place names unit or the Department of Lands or whoever was in charge of place names all those eons ago started really naming places from those maps.
This week is NAIDOC Week, and 2019 is also the International Year of Indigenous Languages. In the Territory, there are so many Indigenous place names around. Would people know of them, though, necessarily?
Well, I guess there's two things that happen there. Like, so there are a lot of Indigenous place names that are on the official place names register, and they've gone through a whole process of becoming on that register and then becoming the official names for places. And then, of course, there are so many Indigenous place names that are known in people's heads and are known in people's just general everyday life, but they're not on the official register, and we would love it if those place names were actually on the official register. In some areas that have been more heavily colonised, more built up, like the towns, like Darwin, Katherine, Alice Springs, Tennant Creek, there's not a lot of Aboriginal place names, and that's something that the Place Names Committee is really keen to redress over the next couple of years and into the future.
Let's talk about some of the place names that do have Aboriginal history. You've chosen some names that commemorate significant Aboriginal people. What are they?
Sure. So there's two ways you can name a place. You can either commemorate a person, or the place name may actually be the name of the place. So what I've chosen today, I've looked at the themes of NAIDOC, which is Voice, Truth, Treaty, and I've thought about, you know, streets around Darwin that have names that people may not really know where they're from and who they represent. And there's a couple that I really like. And so the first name is Nadpa Street in Ludmilla. Nadpa was Fred Nadpa Waters, born, I think, in the early 1900s, came to prominence as a civil rights activist in 1950, basically. He, during the war, had experience working with army. When the war finished and they Aboriginal people came back into the Darwin area, they went out to the Berrima compound because Bagot Reserve had been taken over by the army, and so they were forced to relocate to Berrima. People started talking about, hey, this isn't okay. We fought for our country, or we did all this important work for our country. We deserve more recognition than this, and we actually deserve payment for the work that we do. And this was a very, you know, there'd certainly been niggles around that for a long time. But there was quite strong political activism in the early 1950s, and Fred Nadpa Waters was one of those people. When possibly the main leader was arrested and sent away, because this was the way that the Northern Territory administration dealt with activism at that time, Nadpa stepped in and took over the sort of the role of leader and organised strike action. So at that time, you had a lot of Aboriginal people employed in, I guess, for want of a better word, some of the menial work around town. All those people, or a lot of those people, went on strike.
ABC Radio Darwin.